This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
I don't want to see you cry, but it feels like a matter of time. I think you might be harboring a heartache. I think you might be crying when I'm gone. You and I.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Guitarist and singer Margaret Glaspie released her album Emotions and Math last year and promptly found herself on a whole bunch of year-end lists of the best albums of 2016, including the lists from the New York Times and NPR, and it's not hard to hear why. At times, Glaspie snarls her way through love's trials and travails, while her guitar snarls and thunders right along with her. At others, she offers something a little more subdued, maybe even melancholy. Today, she and her trio are here with us in the Soundcheck studio. They're going to start us off with a song called Love Like This.
People
that is Margaret Glaspie singing and playing the guitar live here in the Soundcheck studio with Chris Morrissey on bass and Tim Cool behind our drum kit. The song is called Love Like This, and it is one of the tracks on Margaret Glaspie's debut album, Emotions and Math, which came out last year, 2016. Margaret, good to have you with us here on Soundcheck.
It's wonderful to be here.
So we've been lucky here at WNYC because we're in New York, you're in New York, and so we've kind of been able to follow your career as it, you know, this was your debut, but it was in 2013 that we first heard you.
Yeah, I've done other recording projects, but this is the first full-length record, essentially.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, back in 2013, you presented as a kind of folky, you know, high head voice as opposed to chest voice, finger-picking guitarist. It was still electric, but it was just you and the guitar.
Uh-huh.
This is a very different animal, this album.
Yeah, I suppose it's evolved for sure. Over time, I think I've just, you know, kind of gotten into different ideas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a song like Somebody to Anybody, to me, sounds a little bit like, you know, the Margaret Glaspie of 2013.
Right.
But then there are other, like You and I, the song we began with.
Right.
You know, with this sort of garage punk, you know, slashing chords and stuff. And it also seems like, you know, you're using more of a chest voice these days. Is that a deliberate change, or is that just something that's evolved?
I think the evolution of my singing has been pretty gradual in terms of when I was pretty young, I would yell mostly. That was the that was like the quote singing voice. And so ever since, it's just kind of been carved down from there. It's just been kind of a slow crawl toward what I sound like now. And so anything that you've heard prior to this record is still, you know, maybe there's slight adjustments, but overall it's kind of been pretty consistent. I think that the amazingly enough, in this being maybe more of a rock record, it's actually a little bit less than it used to be vocally, just because you kind of learn, or at least I have in my evolution, to, you know, subtlety and dynamics and things like that.
Right. But, you know, there's still a place for yelling.
Exactly. No, yeah, you can't do away with that.
Now, when we were setting up here in the studio a little while ago, you were singing a Joni Mitchell song.
I was,
Is she like... Well, I mean, for many guitarists, she's kind of like a heroine.
Yeah, totally. I mean, her style of guitar playing I really look up to, and, you know, the unique voicings and just kind of her rhythm playing and all of the above. And when I was young, she was very present in our household. And so she almost felt like an aunt or something like that, because everyone referred to her by first name. It was always Joni. It wasn't Joni Mitchell. And my mom just played the record, the records, Blue and Court and Spark, those were on constantly. I have a huge amount of childhood memories with those records on in the background, for sure.
So it's not every kid who grows up thinking their parents' music is actually pretty cool. At what point did you start thinking, well, yeah, that Joni Mitchell, that's all right?
I think I took it as a given. That was just kind of music to me. That's like what it sounded like. So I think I was lucky to have parents with cool taste. And then, you know, there were certainly things that I disagreed with them on. I was a huge Spice Girls fan, for instance. And, you know, I went through all of the same, I was still a kid and loved a lot of the music that a lot of kids loved too, that were right beside me. But the kind of culture, I think, in my family around music is it's a serious one. Everyone takes music very seriously, and I feel lucky to have come from that background for sure.
Yeah. So when you picked up the guitar, was standard tuning always enough for you, or did you get into some of those Joni Mitchell alternative tunings?
I actually did when I was very young. I remember, because she was kind of one of my introductions to the guitar. It felt okay to do things like that. It wasn't just like, this is how it's supposed to be. I did, it's funny you say that, because in very early memories of just kind of being like, that's a guitar, I wonder what it does, I would detune it all the time. But that wasn't really an artistic choice. It was just because it was fun, and the guitars weren't precious in our house. There was a lot of, they're very precious to me now, but like Yamaha Dreadnought guitars were all over, and so you just kind of pick them up and play, you know. And so that was, I remember having a couple to a few of those in the house over time, where you would just, there were just guitars everywhere. So it was very natural just to make music and play with guitars and see how they sounded. And then there'd be electric guitars kind of passed around in the family too, and amps kind of lying around.
Was anyone like professional? Was this just pure love of playing?
Pure love of playing, really.
That's great.
No one else in my family really approaches it as a profession, but all of them play music seriously. My mom sings and plays guitar and fiddle. My dad sings and plays guitar. Same with my sister, same with my brother. My brother's an amazing guitar player. So it's interesting, because it's never felt abnormal to me. Only after I left my household did I realize that maybe this is not the norm.
So the album is called Emotions and Math, came out last year. Margaret Glaspie here with her trio in the Soundcheck studio, talking about growing up and, you know, family and music in the house and stuff. This next song you're going to do for us is about kind of the bittersweet way in which we look at memory, right? You know, the things that we remember, the things that maybe we don't want to remember.
Yeah, Memory Street is, Yeah, I suppose it's just that. I don't always talk about song meanings very often because I like, just like as you said, I like hearing what people interpret it as. Yeah. That's kind of the bread and butter for me,
yeah.
is kind of people introducing a song and saying, this is certainly what this is about. And I go, wow, that's really cool, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really about whatever you'd like it to be about. And
I'd like it to be about me.
There you go.
Play the song about me.
Here we go. A 1, 2, 3.
It's Margaret Glaspie with a song called Memory Street live on Soundcheck.
With him on my arm and my feet on the dash of that car, I don't dare walk down memory street. Why remember all the times I took forever to forget? Chateau called yesterday. I don't dare walk down memory street. Why remember all the times I took forever to forget? We made. I started walking down memory lane. The record skips, but I let it play. And I hear your voice scream my name. And I tell you to go back to
That is Memory Street from Margaret Glaspie and her trio live here in the Soundcheck studio. Margaret singing, playing guitar. Some beautiful bluesy guitar playing on that song. It really, you know, I told you this earlier, it sounds, it feels different from the record. It feels, I don't know, that there's something in the way you've shaped the phrases that just gives it a kind of a bluesy depth.
That's interesting that you say that. I feel like we've been on the road so much since the record has been released. And so I think that every day, I mean, it's funny, Chris sometimes refers to this band as, and it's not an actual jazz band, obviously. We're not playing jazz music at all. But there is a certain spontaneity and kind of spirit of improvisation every night where you kind of just play what you feel. And there's, you know, the arrangement is kind of what you can lean on, which is nice. And then within it, you just do whatever you want. And so that said, it's cause for, and I think every band, every artist goes through that of over time, everything kind of just creeps in a different direction and you kind of get something that different than what you started out with, for sure.
You know, authors sometimes talk about, you know, chasing after their own characters to figure out, you know, what they've created.
Right.
And it seems like songwriters often have the same sort of reaction to their songs once they're put out in the world. You never know what it's going to turn into.
Right, totally. And I think it's interesting because as a songwriter, the songs change meaning given the context of the world or what you're personally going through, et cetera. But then as a performer, it's a whole other thing because then you're also just a musician. It could be anybody's song, but you're just playing it every night. And so, yeah, there's different kinds of evolution that happen for sure that kind of change your frame of mind as to what kind of song you're playing, what genre of music, if you're into that kind of thing, it connects to, et cetera. So, yeah.
Well, the album title, Emotions and Math, I mean, there's a dichotomy there. You know, there's a left brain, right brain thing going on. Do you approach songwriting as both a creative and as a, you know, as an art and a craft?
I think I've learned that I do it that way. I think it's been kind of a rearview mirror kind of thing that because after making a record, and the record took, you know, it's my very first full-length record, and so it's kind of like taken 27 years to make, essentially. It's everything, you know, all the songs that I felt fit to put on this kind of debut release went on it. And so every kind of experience creatively that I've had has kind of become my process for it. And in making it, I wasn't saying I'm going to be analytical and emotional at the same time to make it, but in looking back on it and also just working with other people and writing songs or viewing other people's processes, I do realize that there is a heavy amount of kind of planning, organization, kind of, I think that's a huge part for me of making records is organization, which sounds so not like rock and roll, I suppose.
I'm so glad you say that because it doesn't sound rock and roll, but without that, it's just kind of a mess.
It can be, or it can be a beautiful, you know, accident, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, a mess can be beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. But, there's plenty of messes that I love to look at and
absolutely.
Listen to. But for me, I think that I'm such a sucker for rules, and so I can break them, or you know, lines, so I can kind of cross them, or things like that that just orient myself. And so I'm constantly, I think, orienting myself. And I think humans just do that. Human nature is to kind of say, okay, where am I? What does that mean? What's the vibe? You know, you just kind of, you take cues from things around you. But I think I've always been fascinated with the kind of, the way that people work. And I think I've kind of, I know that for sure that there is a heavy amount of, I think, analytical kind of thought in the things that I do. Whether I like it or not.
Well, you certainly own it with that title, Emotions and Math. That is the title of the 2016 debut full-length by Margaret Glaspie, who's here along with Chris Morrissey on bass and Tim Cool behind our drum kit. You want to play the title track for us?
Yeah, we're going to play Emotions and Math.
All right. The band is playing for us live here today on Soundcheck.
When you're gone, I start to snooze the alarm, 'cause I stay up until 4 in the morning, counting all the days till you're back. I'm shivering in an ice cold bath of emotions and math. It's a shame and I'm to blame, 'cause we're all until you go and I start losing control without warning, counting all the days till you're back. I'm shivering in an ice cold bath of of emotions in my head. I've got to get out of this tree or off of this with my woman acting like a kid. A skinny mess that's breathless from telling you all of the things that I'm gonna do.
That's good stuff from Margaret Glaspie and her trio live here on Soundcheck with Emotions and Math, title track of the album. Chris Morrissey on bass, Tim Cool on drums, Margaret, of course, singing and playing the guitar. And what is this Born Yesterday zine thing?
Amazing.
It's on your Facebook page, so it's no secret, but what is it?
What is it? I know. It's so funny. Born Yesterday is a brand new thing that I just started, and It's been
because you have so much free time.
Because I have so much free time. I know it's been it's kind of hilarious. But it's a zine. And for those that don't know what a zine is short for magazine, and zines.
What's
are...
a magazine?
All right. They're self-published and often hand assembled. Those are kind of the guidelines always, but traditionally. And so this one is called Born Yesterday, and hopefully there'll be more issues to come after this. And essentially the theme is asking the public to explain something to someone that was born yesterday, and each issue has a different theme. And so I won't reveal what the theme of this one is quite yet because it's not released yet, but it should be released very soon. And it's been a real treat to kind of ask my amazing artist friends and then also just the general public for content and to also to receive it has been incredible, and I've been really overwhelmed by the amount of submissions and interest, so it's just been kind of a really fun project.
When you say you're overwhelmed, do you mean emotionally overwhelmed by the response or just like literally overwhelmed?
I think all of all of the above. I didn't expect that there would be such a an interest, I suppose, and it only, I think I'm so interested in kind of just humans, I think, and the way people kind of, you know, are the things that connect us. And so I think I was overwhelmed by kind of the confirmation that everybody wants to be heard and to say something. And I know I certainly feel that in my own life. And I know that not everybody has the means to publicly express themselves every day. And so it's really fun, I think, for me to use it as a way to like let people say something and to kind of, you know, ask, really actively ask for it and be a part of kind of letting them say something, I suppose.
Yeah. So when does edition one of Born Yesterday?
It's supposed to try and come out actually tomorrow.
All right. The album is called Emotions and Math. The zine is called Born Yesterday. And very busy Margaret Glaspie. Thank you for bringing the trio in and playing for
us
today.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us, John.
This is Soundcheck.
We could.
misunderstood. Oh, it's about time you started to try a little harder, don't you think?
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check out soundcheck.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.